Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Tiche. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Les Tiche. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting third. The third baseman, Ace Parker. Batting fourth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Caster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Caster. And now, play ball. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parker moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parker scores. Brucker moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Brucker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses throws the ball into Lodigiani, who tags Sullivan trying to catch an extra base, for the out. West moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani takes first base on ball four. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Caster reaches second base with a double. Lodigiani goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney takes first base on ball four. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner strikes out. One out. Les Tiche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiche hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-1 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lodigiani scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-1 in the game. Ambler hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Browns, 2, Athletics, 2. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Bell reaches second base with a double. Mulehaus now playing center field. Bob Johnson now playing second base. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. West hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Brucker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Bell trying to get to home. Chapman throws the ball into Brucker, who tags Bell, who's trying to score from second, for the out. McQuinn moves to second. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sullivan. The throw from Brucker, and Johnson drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Caster hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Les Teach A is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teach A is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Teach A hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-2 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Mills moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brucker hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 3, Athletics, 3. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops it up and throws to first, with Castor covering, for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Browns. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-2 in the game. Ambler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Ambler reaches second base with a double. George Castor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Castor takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn catches it and steps on first to double up Castor. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Les Tiche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tiche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Mills moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brucker hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 4, Athletics, 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Mill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 4. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Link now pitching. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ambler hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Caster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Caster moves to second. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 4. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Ed Link is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Link takes first base on ball 4. Hefner moves to second. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brucker hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Chapman is walked intentionally. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Ambler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Chapman moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.